Hello?
Yes, my name is Oscar, and I'm calling on behalf of National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Mainly, it's about a leadership conference and civil and human rights. Would you be able to help us out with the survey, ma'am?
Sure.
Thank you very much. Just to make sure, am I speaking with Ms. Vera Link?
No.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Okay, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you would vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably
definitely
not vote?
Definitely vote. Definitely
vote. Thank you very much. And what is your age?
79.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
White.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November of 2024. On a
100%.
Scale from 0 to 10? Okay.
100%.
So that would be a 10. Okay. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Mostly Republican.
Okay. And would you consider yourself a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
I'm probably strong.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I'm gonna mention out a few, and you could select up two, okay?
Okay.
First one is climate change and environmental issues, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, crime and violence, gun regulation and reform, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, immigration and border security, healthcare cost, inflation and the economy, improving kindergarten through 12th grade public school education, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, protecting our democracy and freedoms.
Okay, I would say border is a big issue for me, and crime.
Okay.
I want to lessen crime.
Okay. And crime and violence. Okay. Got it. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Not that I have a say-so, but mostly approve.
Okay. So that would be a somewhat approve, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
We are retired, so I'm going to say staying the same.
Okay, thank you. And how? Now, thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying the same, about the same, or getting worse?
Well, I always hope they're getting better. I think there are people out there always stirring the pot and making things worse. But I see a lot of good in a lot of people.
Okay. So your answer for this question here would be getting better, so staying about the same, or getting worse?
Let's say getting better. Let's hope they're getting better.
All right. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say you say very often?
We're all God's children.
Okay.
Everybody bleeds red. Everybody's God's child. I don't see any discrimination in my life.
Okay. So that would be your answer, not at all, for that one? Or not often?
Yes, I'd say not at all.
Okay. Thank you. And How often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often?
Not at all.
Not often? Not at all? Okay. Not at all.
No.
Okay. How concerned
now remember,
are...
I told you I'm retired, so
yes.
I'm not out in the workforce.
Okay. Very good. All right. And how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned. We have the Bill of Rights and we have our amendments that guarantee our freedoms, and they should not be taken away. That's what America
okay.
is, free.
Okay, thank you very much for that quote there. And now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not particularly feel warm or cold. You may use
okay.
any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion, have never
okay.
heard of a personal organization, just please say so, okay? First one is
okay.
Cornell West.
Have not heard of it.
Okay. How about Donald Trump?
Percent.
Okay. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
I think that's good. 50%.
Okay. Tim Scott.
Pardon me?
Tim Scott.
I think he's good. 50%.
Okay. Joe Biden.
0.
Okay. Black Lives Matter.
Well, you know, I think they started off really good, but they've become corrupt. I'm going to say 25%.
Okay. The Republican Party?
Oh, gosh. They're 50%.
Okay. The National Rifle Association, or NRA?
Probably... 45%.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornell West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornell West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Well, I hope none of the above. I would
okay.
not vote for any of those people.
Okay.
I don't know what Cornell West, I haven't heard enough about him. I can't put him in that category, but I would not vote for Trump or Biden.
Okay. So for right now, just a question to ask, would you be undecided or just wouldn't vote?
Undecided.
Okay. Thank you. And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried. Somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Somewhat worried. They don't have any place here.
Okay. Thank you. And now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, just please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Number one is going to be, minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Do you agree or disagree?
I think I disagree. I think they have more trouble. Yeah.
Okay. And would you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Okay.
A lot better than
Excellent.
It was when I was young. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that. Next one is, sexism is a big problem in today's society.
I agree.
Okay. Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Sexism. Oh, agree.
Okay. Would that be a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. And we are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Okay. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
I agree.
Okay.
They contribute more to America.
Okay. Would that be a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Yes, I agree. Strongly agree.
Okay. Strongly agree. Thank you very much for that. Next one is reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
No. Disagree.
Okay. Disagree. Do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree. I'm not pretty strongly disagree. I don't believe in that.
Okay. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
I don't agree. I think it's there, but I don't believe it's that strong.
Okay. And would that be somewhat... thank you very much for that. Would that be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Say it again now.
Yeah, sure.
Racism is...
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat
I don't
agree.
Strongly
okay.
agree.
Okay. And you said, just to confirm, for reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. You say your answer was for that one?
I don't agree with that. I don't think there's I don't think there's reverse discrimination.
Okay. Thank you. Was that a strongly agree or someone
strongly
disagree? Yeah, strongly disagree.
I disagree with that. There's not a reverse discrimination.
Thank you very
if
much.
If you work hard,
now,
you can get ahead. Excuse me. Sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay. Thank you very much for your opinion, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with. Statement A. Some people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our community to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Or, statement A, other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It's pushed books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us to the freedom to make our choices.
I agree with the first statement. America is
okay.
strong because of its diversity.
Okay. And would that be statement A, much
yeah.
more? Okay. Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, 5 means that you think it is somewhat important, and 0 means you do not think it is important at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is going to be ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
I strongly agree, Tim.
Okay, thank you. Freedom to protest the police of government?
That's right. 10.
Okay. Police that treat everyone the same?
Oh, that is, no, I think 50%. I don't think that happens.
Okay. So that's a 5. Someone important. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, thank
you. Oh, no, I think that's very important, but I don't think it happens.
Okay.
Police need to treat everybody the same. That's very important.
Okay. So should we put a 10, extremely important?
Yeah, extremely important to treat everybody the same.
Okay, thank you. Next one is immigration to this country?
Important, 10.
Okay. The right to bear arms?
10.
Okay. Equal economic opportunities for all?
10.
Okay. A commitment to Christian ideals?
10.
Okay. Thank you. And now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. And you could use any number between 0 and 10. Number 1 is going to be, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future, but sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind, from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay, thank you. And America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights have been challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be as at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents, from 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. And we're almost done with the survey, which is down 10%. Thank you very much for your help. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year.
10.
Okay, thank you. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you've completed?
College. 4 years
okay.
of college.
College. So that would be a college graduate or some college or vocational certificate?
College graduate.
Okay, thank you very much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married 56 years.
Thank you very much. Congratulations for that as well, ma'am.
Thank you.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Every week, okay.
I sing in the choir.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. That's good for you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. And how do you identify... do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time today, ma'am. Greatly appreciate it. Very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too, ma'am. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Goodbye.